Welcome to the Infotainment Podcast initiating startup sequence.
Hi, my name is Randy, and the Infotainment Podcast will begin shortly. I will be your round mound of podcast sound, pound for pound, the best podcast around. First off, I'd like to welcome you, and especially you, to the program today. Well, what do we have first up on the podcast docket? NASA is showing off its new $23 million toilet. Yeah, it's $23 million at titanium. Actually, it looks like the... Not exactly R2-D2, but maybe R2-D1 or the industrial strength Dyson vacuum cleaner. There is an attachment hose, and I'm afraid I know which attachment you have to insert, to, at least for the male astronauts, what attachment you insert there. I don't even see where you sit down, actually, on the thing. But oh, man. Maybe it's a pressure cooker, air fryer. Let's see. Cape Canaveral, Florida, NASA's first new space potty in decades. A $23 million titanium toilet, better suited for women. Is getting a not-so-dry run at the International Space Station before eventually flying to the moon. It's packed inside a cargo ship that would have blasted off late Thursday from Wallops Island, Virginia. But the launch was aborted with just 2 minutes remaining in the countdown. Northrop Grumman says it would try again Friday night if engineers can figure out what went wrong. Barely 100 pounds and just 28 inches tall, the new toilet is roughly half as big as the two Russian-built ones at the space station. It's more camper size to fit into the NASA Orion capsules that will carry astronauts to the moon in a few years. Station residents will test it out for a few months. If the shakedown... goes well, the toilet will be open for regular business. I'm telling you, I wouldn't want to sit on that thing. I don't even know if it has heated seats. With SpaceX now launching astronauts to the space station and Boeing less than a year from sending up its first crew, more toilets are needed. You mean they can't send up just one of those blue satellite toilets? The new one will be in its own stall alongside the old one on the U.S. side of the outposts. Are they going to have divider sections for the toilets and a door? Maybe they can put a diaper deck in there too. The old toilets cater more toward men. To better accommodate women, NASA tilted the seat on the new toilet and made it taller. The new shape should help astronauts position themselves better for number two, said Johnson Space Center's Melissa McKinley, the project manager. Cleaning up a mess is a big deal. We don't want any messes or escapes, she said. Yeah, that wouldn't be the greatest thing to see. Something like that floating around the capsule. Let's just say everything floats in weightlessness. As for number one, the funnels also have been redesigned. Women can use the elongated and scooped out funnels to urinate while sitting on the commode to poop at the same time, McKinley said. Until now, it's been one or the other for female astronauts, she noted. Like earlier space commodes, air suction rather than water and gravity removes the waste. Urine collected by the new toilet will be routed into NASA's long-standing recycling system to produce water for drinking and cooking. Ugh. I don't know if I'd want to test that out. Titanium and other rough alloys were chosen for the new toilet to withstand all the acid in the urine pre-treatment. Going to the bathroom in space may sound simple, but sometimes the simple things become very difficult. Without gravity, NASA astronaut Mike Hopkins, commander of the second SpaceX crew, due to launch October 31st from Kennedy Space Center. While the old design isn't that hard to use, subtle design changes can make all the difference for women, noted NASA astronaut Shannon Walker, a former space station resident who's also on the next SpaceX crew. Trust me, I've got going to the bathroom in space down because that is a vital thing to know how to do, she told the Associated Press earlier this week. The typical space station population will go from 6 to 7 with the new SpaceX flight, and even more when non-professionals like tourists start showing up as early as next year. Astronauts normally stay 6 months. The last time NASA ordered up a new toilet was early in the 1990s to accommodate 2-week space shuttle missions. The agency contracted with Collins Aerospace to provide the latest model. The company also worked on the shuttle potties. Also in the 8,000-pound shipment aboard Northrop Grumman's Cygnus capsule air tanks to make up for a slight space station leak, radish seeds for greenhouse growing, and a cinematic 360-degree VR camera. Are there any spacewalk shots? Perhaps the most unique payload, Estee Lauder's new wrinkle serum. The cosmetic company is paying $128,000 for an out-of-this-world photo shoot, part of NASA's push to open the final frontier to marketing, industries, and tourism. The serum is fragrance-free, and the 10 bottles will remain sealed until return to Earth early next year. The Associated Press Health and Science Department receives support from Howard Hughes Medical Institute Department of Science Education. The AP is solely responsible for all content. I suppose in years to come, when the marketing hits its peak, it'll be outside of the rocket will be covered with stickers for McDonald's and all sorts of energy drinks and whatever else they plaster on cars from NASCAR. Burger King, they might send the Burger King up there. Yeah, but this toilet looks about as comfortable as it just doesn't look good for the old number two on that thing.
That was legitness.
Yes, that was legitness. And my next story is legitness too. And so many of my stories start out with the phrase, a Florida man. And this is a same type story. Thank God for Florida. So many weird and bizarre stories come out of that state. But here we have a Florida man is chased by police and asks 911 to call Donald Trump. He says, Donald Trump is a close friend of mine and we made a deal. He's making 911 calls great again. A Florida man chased by police phoned 911 and asked a dispatcher to contact the White House so he could speak to his close friend, President Donald Trump. "We made a deal," marijuana suspect Eric Friedberg said of his relationship with the president during the bizarre emergency call early Tuesday. The appeal didn't work. Collier County Sheriff's deputies caught Friedberg, 33, after a seven-mile car chase. Despite his attempts to weasel out of trouble, invoking Trump, blaming Jews, and claiming his mother had been in an accident, deputies booked him on charges that include aggravated assault on a law enforcement officer, battery on a law enforcement officer, resisting an officer with violence, tampering with evidence, and possession of marijuana. He was jailed on $99,500 bail. It all started when a deputy noticed a marijuana-like scent emanating from a vehicle parked in a post office parking lot. The officer looked inside the car and saw a baggie containing a green leafy substance. When he tried to confiscate the baggie, Friedberg allegedly grabbed it and stuffed it into his mouth, according to local station WINK. Wink. Then Friedberg sped away and called 911. "I need help, please," Friedberg told the dispatcher. "There's a police officer chasing me," the 911 operator repeatedly told Friedberg to pull over. But the fleeing driver had some requests, according to local station WFTX. "Call my mom, call my mom," he said. "Please call my mom." When that didn't work, Friedberg pulled out his Trump card. "Donald Trump is a close friend of mine. We made a deal," he said. He added cryptically, "It wasn't his fault. It was the Jews who fucked me. Not Donald Trump. It was the Jewish community." When that didn't work, Friedberg tried another excuse. "My mom called me and said she was in a car accident in Homestead," he said. "My flesh and blood was in a car accident. Here's a recording of the complete 911 call."
Collier County 911, what's the address for your emergency?
I need help, please. There's a police officer chasing me. I was pulled over on the side of the road.
Okay, listen. Calm down.
I need help.
The runner.
Please help me, sir.
Sir, you need to relax for me, okay? Could you calm down for me?
I need your help, please. I'm begging you.
There is a police officer that is a legit police officer behind you trying to pull you over.
To my fault. No. I was pulled over. I was on the side of the road. I was on the phone with my uncle. He's a Marine in Texas.
Okay, listen. Listen to me. You need to pull over for the deputy.
No, he got into my car and he hit me in the face.
Okay.
It took away my medication.
Sir.
No, please, send somebody else. I'm begging you, please.
Sir, you need to pull over.
He got into my car and he hit me. He hit
sir,
me in the face.
What's your name?
He hit me. My name is...
Listen.
No, listen.
You need to listen to me.
No, I'm listening to you.
Okay. You need to calm down for me. You need to calm down and you need to pull over. Okay?
I'm pulled over.
You need to pull over right now and do exactly what the deputies are asking you to do. You understand? Okay, listen, we will deal with that later, but right now you need to pull over and do exactly what they're telling you to do.
He jumped at me.
What's that?
Call my mom. Please call my mom.
I'm sure they will take care of that as soon as you're done.
Call my mom. Please call my mom.
You need to relax and do exactly what they tell you to do. Okay? You need to do exactly what they tell you to do. Okay?
No, I don't work for the police.
Okay. I understand that you don't work for us, but they're trying to pull you over, okay? So you need to listen to what they're doing.
I did something wrong.
Okay. That will all be taken care of later. No, right now, you need to stop and pull over.
No. No, a state trooper. I want to speak to a state trooper. I want to speak to President Trump. I want to speak to the President of the United States of America.
You need to stop and pull over for the deputies.
No, Donald Trump is a close friend of mine. We made a deal. And it wasn't his fault. It was the Jews who fucked me, not Donald Trump. It was the Jews, the Jewish community. The entire...
Listen. Listen. Will you please listen to me?
No, my dad is coming to tell you the truth. My dad worked with Reagan.
Listen, you need to listen to me, okay? You need to stop running from the deputies.
My dad will tell you the truth. I swear to you, my dad will tell you the truth.
Okay.
He made a mistake. My dad made a mistake. Please, I beg you, please. Don't do this to me. Don't do this to me. I'm begging you, please. Don't do this to me.
Please.
I didn't do anything wrong.
Okay, listen.
The
biggest thing right now?
They're abusing me for a long time. You don't understand what they did to me in jail.
Okay.
I have phobia. I have fears. I have nightmares. I try to stay calm.
I get it.
Yoga. I go for walks. I didn't mean to be in your neighborhood. I'm sorry. I'm leaving. I'm town. I'm
listen. Listen to me, okay? They're not going to stop chasing you, okay? You need to stop. You need to stop and pull over.
They can chase me. I don't care.
Okay. Listen, you're telling me all this stuff that you don't want to get in any kind of trouble or anything, but you're running from the police.
I'm above the law. You guys, I'm going to sue the police. I didn't sue anybody. I kept my mouth shut. I didn't go to the newspapers. I kept my mouth shut. I'm going to Fort, not to Fort Myers. I'm not going to Naples. Naples is a bunch of liars. They knew what they did to me in jail. They didn't stop it. They allowed it to happen. They put me in jail so they could watch me on their cameras.
Listen, okay, you need to pull over for the deputies, okay?
No, I want to see the captain.
Well, the only way that's going to happen is if you pull over for these deputies, okay?
No.
All right, you have to, I mean, they're behind you. They have their lights and sirens. They're real deputies. They're real cops. You need to pull over for them, okay?
Yeah, I don't want cops. I want a sheriff. Cops pull guns out of my face.
Okay.
Shotguns. Put handcuffs on me. I don't need to wear handcuffs. I'm not a violent person. I'm a responder. I'm a medic. I'm a person to help people.
Okay. Then you realize how important it is for you to pull over right now and comply with the deputies.
It's important for me to pull over.
It's very important that you pull over, Eric.
What's so important that I need to pull over? So you can shove this gun in my face?
You're running.
My door.
You're running from the police right now.
I know my rights and I know the laws of the United States of America. You're breaking the law.
You need to pull over.
You're breaking the law.
Right now, you're the one that's breaking the law.
How?
Okay, you're committing a felony right now. By running from the police.
No, I'm not.
Okay. You need to pull over.
I'm running from an accident. My mom called me. She said she was in a car accident in Homestead. I'm running to my mom. If you don't get it? My flesh and blood was in a car accident. And I got to stop to help you.
The deputies are behind you, and you need to stop for them. And you need to comply with their orders. Okay, that is very important right now. Any help after that we can get you, we will. All right? But right now, it's very important that you pull over to the side of the road and comply with the orders of the deputy. Okay? Do you hear me? Do you hear me? Are you there?
Damn! All you do is smoke weed.
Uh-oh. We got a moron here.
I don't know. That guy sounded a little paranoid. Okay, this is another bizarre 911 call. I do not know where it is from.
911, what's your emergency?
There's a bottle of conditioner in me.
What?
My wife and I belong to a wholesale club and got a really big bottle of Mother Jeffrey's male hair conditioner.
Uh-huh.
We were in the shower and we put it in me, but it went all the way in.
Your wife put the bottle in...
In my behind.
We're going to send an ambulance. Can you wait?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are you all right?
Oh, yeah. I was just a little surprised.
I would be surprised, too.
I'm sorry, one second. Sweetie, can you please get the cat out of here?
The ambulance is about 4 minutes away.
Oh, no. I can really feel it.
Bottle?
I think I'm going to sneeze.
Is that bad?
Hey, it came out. No, where's the cap?
Oh, my God. That's so funny.
Okay. I will play along, and that call was not totally phony, but... Now, a bottle of air conditioner, that has some girth to it. That guy might be walking around like a horseshoe for the next few days. And he's wondering where his cat was. The cat left the house thoroughly disgusted to find a new home. You want to talk about some unhinged behavior. Two videos by Randy Quaid, the actor, who has had his legal problems in the past, I guess. I think he lives in Canada now, Vancouver. But maybe it's time for an intervention. Dennis, do you have any contact with him anymore? But he did a couple videos about Fox News and their ratings decline. But in one video, he has different colors splashing over his face and talking about the ratings decline during their morning shows and weekend shows on Fox. And at one point, he does this.
But they forgot the word.
Kind of sad, really. I really like his performance in Christmas Vacation. But maybe when he mentioned that metal plate in his head, maybe it's not far from the truth. But, and also I really liked the movie Kingpin that he was in as the Amish bowler, which I wish they would have had a sequel to. But I also did not know this about Randy Quaid. He was up for an Oscar in 1973 for The Last Detail, a movie I have not watched. I do not know what that's about, but I might look it up. And he won a Golden Globe for playing a president in the movie LBJ, The Early Years, in 1987. Since the 2000s, Quaid has faced several legal problems, and in September 2010, he and his wife were charged with burglary and failed to appear in court and fled to Canada and were deported in 2015. So I don't know where he's at right now, but I know one story was that he had sold the house, but he came back and where him and his wife were squatters in the guest house, and there was a big fight with the new owners and him. But kind of weird, very weird video if you've seen it. Well, there may be some medication that might be of help for that when he's been through or going through. But who knows? Another person who has become unhinged, another word that's being used too much these days, but Rudy Giuliani gave this totally bizarre conference where you would think his face was melting off as much as he was sweating. And those two streaks on either side of his head, when that 30-weight hair dye started streaming down his face, was, oh my God. The late-night talk show host had a field day with that. And he has signed a deal with Just for Men hair dye for men who sweat profusely. According to Michael Cohen on the podcast, Mea Culpa, Trump's Mr. Fix-It lawyer said that Rudy Giuliani drinks way too much.
Have you seen the movie My Cousin Vinny?
Maybe Rudy was sweating so much because he saw Borat-a-tui in the audience. Now, for those that celebrate the Thanksgiving, I wish you a very safe and festive holiday with all of the traveling that is going on. I hope everybody stays very safe, because I wonder, you know, with all the campaigning and especially at Trump rallies, I wonder, you know, how many people are not here because of they were at these rallies not wearing a mask or doing anything to protect themselves. So stay safe and have the best holiday you can in this year that really sucks balls of 2020. But I would like to thank all my listeners. And if you're like the program and would like to give a few dollars my way to support this show, you can do so at randyms12@gmail.com via PayPal. Now I think it is time to warp drive this podcast to the interwebs. You can check out my Facebook page. You can tweet my Twitters at Randy Podcaster. You can email me a comment at randyms12@gmail.com. Question or concern about this show? Tell me you like it, dislike it, hate it, whatever. But if it is good, and say an under 10-minute read, I might read it over the air. But as always, have a pleasant day today and a happy ending tonight.